Sarcastic proverb that a thing must be true if you saw it in the newspaper. That's the opinion intelligent people have of that lying vehicle in a nutshell. But the trouble is that stupid people who constitute the grand and overwhelming majority of this and all other nations do believe and are molded and convinced by what they get out of a newspaper. And there is where the harm lies. Mark Twain said that in 1873 about the newspapers. That's what we're going to talk about today, are the lies, the medium. We're going to talk about what all of us think. Today we're going to bring on a couple of guests that come to the show regularly. William in Montana and Captain Chris. I don't know that they've come on board with us yet. All right, let's bring on William. William, are you on the air now?
Yes, I am, Captain.
You know, the quote that I read from Mark Twain is really pretty indicative of what's been taking place with our media right now. We seem to follow the media like they're telling us the truth all the time, And you've been telling me a lot of the I guess lies and perceived lies and perceived truths that are happening now with this discussion, or what's happening with the Las Vegas crime scene. And it reminds me of another Twain quote. It said, "The glory which is built upon a lie soon becomes a most unpleasant encumbrance." It's easy to make people believe a lie, and how hard is it to undo that work again? And I think this is really appropriate, because right now the media has created what I believe is a lie, and now they're having a tough time undoing some of the lies that they've started. And I know you've done a lot of research on that, and I'd like to start off with you. What do you think about the lies that they're trying to undo now that they've created with Las Vegas?
Well, you know, just listening to Sheriff Lombardo, you know, the head guy in Las Vegas, I mean, he changes his story daily. And you usually, in the background, off to the left, you know, there's a few FBI agents there, you know, sort of, you know, appearing to be his handler, you know. So he first comes out, you know, very prematurely and declares that Paddock is, you know, was just a guy who snapped and acted alone. And that went over like a lead balloon. And then the next day he comes out and says, you know, well, there's indications that he had help, and this was premeditated and meticulously planned. And then, you know, that brought up a lot of stuff that brought up a lot of flack they didn't intend. And then he came out with the most bizarre statement a few days later and said, you know, what we should ask is whether this guy got radicalized unbeknownst to us by, and then he didn't know who to recommend, you know, ISIS, you know, Antifa, you know, a country western competitor of the lead show there. I mean, it was just bizarre, and you could tell that this guy was having a hard time.
It seems to me that they're just trying to bend whatever they have put out to meet their agenda. You know, it's like Twain said, it's just their lives are becoming like unpleasant encumbrances with their storyline.
Well, and also it's they are expecting, I believe they expect the people, the consuming public, to be dumber than you know what. And I think most of the people that we know, I didn't hear anyone, listening to their words and saying, "Oh yeah, that must be true." I mean, they didn't believe a thing from the very beginning. So this obviously doesn't make any sense, especially if you've had any military experience, if you know what shooting a long, rifle is all about. I mean, none of this makes sense. Have done a lot of analysis on this.
None of us have ever pulled the trigger on a crowd of 22,000 before, so it's really difficult to even put any kind of shared experience on this. All we're dealing with are words and ideas and emotions that most people really don't think. Most people just feel anyway. So we're getting these emotions being driven by media who really isn't so much concerned about following a line that enhances the reality, but they're more following the company agenda, it seems like to me. And it's not going on just with this Las Vegas topic anymore. It's going on with a lot of other things that are happening right now. I know that Captain Chris called and talked to me about some things that's coming from Hillary Clinton now that are really suspicious too. And we're going to bring him on in just a minute. But, William, when they're spinning these stories and they're trying to bend the realities to meet their agenda, who coordinates this with them? I mean, do you think that they all just get this from the same person, or it seems like the media continues to duplicate each other's story?
Well, I think that people know that in order to play the game, you have to play the game. I'm not sure that there's one monolithic agency or group of people behind this whole thing. I think there may be a series of people vying for the public attention. But what they don't expect people out here in the public to have other means of analysis. I mean, if you have an oscilloscope and you have an audio, recorder on your oscilloscope, I mean, you can count the number of bullets that are being fired in sequence. You don't have to say, "Oh, it was too fast. I don't know." I mean, you can say it was 111 one burst, and the other burst was 95. That doesn't take rocket science to do that. And when you start hearing this, the idea of some guy standing up in a window, with an AR or, AK-47 and firing that many rounds, it just doesn't compute. And also the distance, 1,700 feet, is a very long shot. And you can say, well, he's shooting in a fishbowl filled with people. But still, if someone wanted to create a lot of mayhem, that probably isn't the route that they would go. And so there's so many inconsistencies that it's almost like if you go chasing after all of it, you're playing a game that you shouldn't be playing.
Well, that's the point, is that it seems like the media, or at least the six main corporations that control public opinion in the United States, are following the company line all the way down the way on this. The only thing that you're getting any kind of difference in opinion is the alternative media, which is basically online, and shows like this and other shows that I know that you've appeared on too are discussing these discrepancies in the news media. And it goes all the way back to the era of Mark Twain in the 1800s. The newspapers continually lied to condition and to control, mind control. And even, one of my heroes, I've got the notes in front of me. But Jim Morrison of The Doors said, he who controls the media controls the mind. And that brings us back to what they're trying to do with this mind control right now. And we're going to get into more discussion like that. But before we do, I want to bring Captain Chris on. Chris, are you on the lines with us?
As a matter of fact, Captain Fred, I am. William, how you doing?
How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing swell.
Yeah, we're all trying to help drive this ship into a little better course than what the media would like to see us. I think that a little understanding of what the media is doing could be helpful to everybody that listens to this show. And Chris, you started talking to me the other day about some things that you had heard Hillary Clinton discussing that were interesting. What did you have in – I mean, what did you – you tell the audience what you had told me.
Yeah, let me get to that a second. You know, my family was in advertising and public relations. And just a little backdrop on how the media operates. Most newspapers, and in the old days, and it's probably true to a certain degree today, and most, and even electronic media, have kind of like a centralized receiving area where they catch the main wire services news. Now, that's not to say that the days of the Internet, that things haven't, like, loosened up and they're alternative sources. But in the old days, and I bet to this day, AP, UPI, those kinds of colossi, if you will, show up, and they've got a wire that they give, and it's picked up in the newsrooms for radio stations, television stations, newspapers, all of that stuff. And most of them all run off of that agenda. Now, we're going to get into why they have the agenda and what all that means. But that's why, you know, in the old days, you'd go to ABC, NBC, and CBS. It had the same stories in the same order, almost with the same minute breakdown until you reached the fourth or fifth story of the day. It was just, you just got the same thing. And it was because they were just really running with that. And the idea is, does the media really have a duty to investigate? You know what I mean? When they have they're running a story, do they have a duty to look behind it? And if they're just reporting what's on the, what I'll call the wire service, you know, daily talking points, they're not going to investigate jack poo. All they're going to do is tell you what it is that they read off the wire. So I think that's a dereliction. Particularly if you're not listening to somebody on a local radio station, you know, who's got the Clear Channel feed for the news, and they're just reading what Clear Channel has on every radio station, you know, that they syndicate. But at some level, the higher up here people ought to be investigating. That's what I want to talk about. I read Ann Coulter. Let's go back to Las Vegas. Coulter came up really basic. I mean, just basic. She said, you know, here's a guy who's going to commit suicide. He's wearing gloves. I'd be talking about that. That's what and Ann Coulter, you may or may not like her politics, but she's a smart lady. She said, you know, and this guy's life occupation was sitting at a video poker machine playing video poker. Well, you know, if you're playing against other people or if you're counting cards, there are things that you can do to get your percentage up. You can actually win. But if you sit and play one of these games like he was playing, you are going to lose. Just as sure as God made chipmunks. And the reason that's you know that to be the case is all of these big buildings that they have in Las Vegas. And I'm stealing a lot from Ann Coulter. So what is this guy doing? Sitting at a video poker machine for day after day after day after day. He's not making money. He can't be. So what is he doing? And she tossed out money laundering. I'm not going to say that's wrong. All I'm saying is at least she's thinking about this stuff. You don't hear any of this analysis. You know, if this had been a Muslim, like the guy, you know, who shot up that disco in Florida, man, that place, well, it wasn't out 2 days. They knew everything. Man, they had a contract, and the guy was mentally ill. I haven't heard that about this guy. They said, well, maybe he snapped. Snapped from what? I don't hear.
Well, Chris, The media is obviously trying to spin a story. The question is that who does it benefit, and why is it that First of all, the question that people were murdered or not murdered or whatever is false flag or what, let's step aside from that. What I want to talk about is why do you think the media is so intense on pushing these storylines, no matter at what cost to their own credibility, because we know they're pushing that agenda, and there's an increasing number of people that are aware of what they're doing. Why do you think they're continuing to do that, even though it's eroding their base?
Well, I think there are two reasons. One of the reasons is I just talked about. They just read what's on. They read the feed. You just read the feed. It came in, and what's happening is that the FBI has a public announcement. They just repeat it. So I don't think that there's necessarily an agenda there. I think there's a failure, but it's not an agenda as such. It's just lazy. Now, people who are putting that feed together may be politically disposed. They may be organizationally disposed. They may have somewhere up the food chain an agenda to serve. The thing that
you think it's more up the chain of the networks, and I have to agree with you too. I think that the marching orders are being handed down from way up higher.
Well, and it's also lazy. See, the thing is, they don't step out and do the investigation because it's easier to read the feed. So if they get the feed, and the feed is from somebody who has like a political orientation, they're going to tell you that. You know, I listen to Rush Limbaugh sometimes, and the Clear Channel feed comes in, and I'll be listening to a Hannity or a local talk show, and the feed from Clear Channel is discordant. You're saying, like, oh, my God. You know, like, that doesn't sound like the rest of the radio I'm listening to all day. What's up with that? And that's because the gal here is just reading that feed from Clear Channel, and it doesn't have okay. But on the other hand, there is another problem here, and it's the constant, or it's either incompetence and failure to do their duty to investigate, because we believe the job of the media is to investigate, and they don't do it. So it's either because they're lazy or they choose not to. Let me give you a distinction. Hillary Clinton, you mentioned this. Hillary Clinton gets up, and there's this thing about this producer in Hollywood. He's a sexual predator, see? So he makes lots of money, and he's a huge Democratic Party contributor. And one of the, and just as a sideline, one of the people who got up and railed against Donald Trump for grabbing them by their private parts was actually Judd. And she was actually, according to her, accosted by this guy. Well, I'm getting her at the post-Trump inauguration. I don't know if she's wearing one of those little pink hats with the ears, you know, but she's up there railing against Trump, talking about doing something that her candidate got funded by a guy she knows did the thing. She doesn't cover this. She doesn't break this down. She doesn't give you that news. But moving into the press, so you can't trust these people for, you know, who have these political agendae. What happens is Hillary Clinton gets up under pressure to return money that was given to her campaign by this predator guy, you know, if you believe that he's a predator guy. And this is what she says. She says, well, first, and then she's got this kind of move that she makes where she kind of puts her hand to her chest and kind of chuckles and says, well, you know, like, you're too stupid to really get this. Well, there's really no one to give it back to. That's the first thing she said. And the guy who's interviewing her doesn't say, oh, the dude died? What do you mean there's no one to give it back to? He doesn't, just, that goes right by him. She chuckles, there's no one to give it back. And she says, but I want you to know this. She says, I give 10% every year of my income to charity. And no doubt, Weinstein or Weinstein's money is going to be part of that charitable donation. Now, isn't Hillary Clinton a wonderful person? But hang on.
Chris, go ahead.
This is what I'm saying. This is what the media is not doing. This is what the media is not doing. A charitable deduction is a personal deduction. It's not a campaign contribution deduction. Campaigns don't get charitable deductions. So the guy didn't say, wait a minute. He gave money to your campaign, and you're going to claim a personal deduction. If he gave you money personally, he committed, and that's what you're telling us, he committed a campaign law violation. So you can't be giving to charity out of your income. first thing he didn't say is, what's the charity you're giving the money to? Now, could that be the Clinton Foundation?
Well, the prosecutor's coming out in you, Chris.
You just see this stuff, and that's when the press doesn't do their job, and it's as plain as the nose on your face. Sometimes they just beat the feet. What?
That's true to us. It's like I read from Twain. Most intelligent people know that the newspapers are lying to us. It's the stupid people of the nations that believe it's its only truth. And, you know, William, I want you to get your two chips in on this one. You know, the media is manipulating our behavior. And Marshall McLuhan said that we become what we behold. And I think that's pretty appropriate. If we watch this, then don't we become part of this?
Well, it depends upon, you know, how discriminating we are on what we watch. I don't watch this crap, you know, at all. I mean, my eyes glass over after about 3 seconds of it.
I don't either. I don't like it.
So the thing is, I mean, you know, one thing that just doesn't compute is, you know, nobody knows what really happened. Las Vegas, I mean, you can't even blow your nose in Las Vegas without appearing on 3 video cameras. I mean, it is the most, I mean, next to maybe London, it's the most video camera'd place in the nation, you know, and none of this stuff has surfaced, you know, to show movements. I mean, you can't move within the halls of a hotel in Las Vegas without having a camera on you. And so this idea that nobody knows what, they didn't know which room he was in, and if you listen to the the police chatter, the idea that they didn't know where these guns are coming from, where these shots were being fired from. I mean, most of these guys on the police force have had some military training, and you learn to know where the gunfire is coming from. You don't have questions about, is it coming from the crowd? Is it coming from the building? Which direction? I mean, your life depends upon that. And if you listen to that police chatter, you'll find out that it wasn't like, I think we have a second shooter. I mean, these people don't say we have a second shooter unless they have evidence of that fact. And they were even not only saying there was a second shooter, they were saying the second shooter's location. So the whole thing is bogus, and the fact that, you know, you have 22,000 people, not all of them were in that crowd that night, but, you know, if you have 22,000 people, you probably have, like, 21,000 cell phones, videos, and none of that has surfaced. You know, you would have people showing everything, and none of that has surfaced, and that's the complete, I think that's the more indication of the manipulation of this whole thing, is just a shutdown of all this information that is definitely available and has just been either wiped clean or suppressed.
You know, I want to take a short break right now. We've got a clip that I want to play that's really exemplifies what we're talking about right now. Ken, can you go ahead and start that clip now?
Who are you really shopping for this holiday season? It's okay. You can admit it if you've bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
Well, it's okay. You can admit it if you have bought an item or two or maybe ten for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it. You've bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it if you bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it if you bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it if you've bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it, Todd. If you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it. If you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it. If you brought an item or two or maybe 10 for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it. If you bought an item or two or 10. For yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it if you bought one or two or maybe three or four, maybe even 10 items for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it if you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it if you bought an item or two or
10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or maybe 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought maybe an item or two or 10 for yourself.
Then okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or three or 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you brought an item or two or 10 for you.
It's okay, you can admit it.
If you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or 10. Say for yourself.
It's okay. Admit it if you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it if you bought yourself one or two or 10 things for yourself because a lot of people do it.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com.
Welcome back. This is Captain Fred with the Fifth Dimension. This is Saturday, October the 14th, and we're talking to Chris, Captain Chris, and William in Montana, and we're discussing this the media and how they lie or how they're programmed to tell you what they want. And the clip that we went out on was a clip that's been on YouTube for a while. And what it does basically is go over and over all of the talking heads using the same exact same dialogue to move us into a condition. William, you were talking about the FBI and Chris came in too. And I don't know if y'all resolved that issue, but come, bring us back to speed on this.
I don't think that, you know, when you talk about news or, you know, disclosures by the, you know, the sheriff of Las Vegas or the FBI or anybody else who's monitoring and marshaling this rollout, I mean, it just doesn't compute at all. Now, many people, you know, especially people who have suffered tragedy or loss of a loved one, I mean, they're in an entirely different realm. And also people who are fearful. People who can be motivated by fear, you know, they're buying all this. They're already trying to decide how they're going to ask for more protection. And so this obviously has a purpose, is to first instill fear and also to instill a request that, you know, can you protect us from this in the future? And I think that, you know, at that level, that's the purpose, that's the fallout from this, is, you know, more fear and more request and more compliance, you know, sort of like, okay, well, we're going to have to deal with more metal detectors and more searches and more background checks and more face recognition cameras. And this is, and somehow is supposed to, you know, save us from this ever happening to us.
Well, William, Marshall McLuhan said that everybody experiences far more than he understands, yet it's experience rather than understanding that influences behavior. And in some ways, we've talked about shared experience, but is this media creating a shared experience that's creating the kind of behavior that we're moving to? You know, it seems to me that that's what's happening. It doesn't have anything to do with reality. But may have to go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's certainly. I mean, I don't think of this. You know, the way this is being displayed in Vegas has anything to do with media or discovery. You know, you have to remember who owns Mandalay Hotel. It's MGM. You know, so you don't have to go to Hollywood to see this stuff anymore. Hollywood has come to you. It certainly came to Las Vegas. You know. You know, the whole thing, you know, you can go into the history, the owners, shorting the market, you know, all this analysis. But, I mean, talk about a Hollywood set. The thing that I couldn't get out of my mind when I was looking at these videos was, where else could you see a predominantly white group of people being gunned down before a black pyramid, complete with an all-seeing eye, you know, at the top with a searchlight, you know, like reaching into the heavens to announce the release of their newest blockbuster?
Well, you couldn't ask for a better script than that, could you?
Yeah, and I mean, that is, you know, when you see that, that's what your eye shows you if you don't listen to their dialogue, if you don't listen to their rap. I mean, your eye keeps seeing that, and that is bizarre as anything.
William, we're a little bit screwed up on our breaks today, and I think we're getting ready to head to another break for the 50 break. We may be a little bit out of sync on it, but if we're going to break, we'll be back in a minute. Well, we're going to go to 50 with it now. Sorry, Ken. We're working a little bit at odds today, but we're going to put it together somehow. We've got a few more minutes to discuss this. Chris, this manipulation of behavior by the media, they're creating a false scenario constantly with everything that we do. And you've pointed out that it's pretty easy to see the lies, but can we avoid it by anything other than turning off the television?
Well, I don't think so. The idea is that it's either they are repeating what they've been told, like what I've described as read the feed, and that's what I think is going on with the media in connection with Las Vegas. They're just repeating what they're being told. As goofy and as stupid as that is, they never stop to say, you know something, if you tried to boost a towel out of a hotel in Vegas, they got you on film doing it. So the idea that this guy checked into, you know, this room or that room, or he was there before, or that, you know, that's all on film. So The thing I'm thinking is maybe they're just getting this from the FBI. Maybe the FBI just doesn't want to tell everybody what they know, and the media is more than happy just to read the feed because they're not going to do the investigation. You know, it doesn't fit the regular mold. So I think it's either read the feed or they're just too lazy. And those are two of the, you know, when you can use incompetence and venal motive rather than conspiracy, I think that's usually what's going on.
Well, what I'm wondering is that there's a meme that's created that seems to echo through our culture, and it's a closed loop. We can't seem to get past it. I mean, we're so uninformed, misinformed. We're so lied to. And we're so confused by all the information that we really don't have any way to get a grip on the whole idea. But that's the point that I'm trying to make, is that Terrence McKenna said that the best memes are ones that have a novel outcome. And this, I don't see that there's anything that's coming out of this whole idea that is anything but control and a loop. We don't have any way to get out of it. William, you knew Terrence McKenna. Isn't that what this is about?
Well, you know, it all depends upon what community you're a part of. I don't know a single person here in Montana that, you know, that doesn't shoot a long rifle, that knows ballistics, you know, and many of them had military experience. And so there's nothing about this that's confusing. And also, we don't use this, you know, we don't have a steady diet of TV. We don't even follow most of the stuff online, because many of the things that I saw online were obvious crisis actors. Now, when someone says, oh, no, crisis actors, you say this isn't real? No, it was an overlay of both. There were definitely people there feeding the narrative, and they were reading a script. I mean, it was so bizarre when you listen to some of these videos that were put out over the mainstream media. They were amateurish. I mean, it got so bad a couple times that when the person being interviewed got carried away and really wanted to be the best crisis actor ever, that the person doing the interview had to almost, like, do the thing, like, cut, you know, like the person was going off script. And it was becoming more and more ridiculous. And it was like, just stick to what we taught you to say. You know, you're ad-libbing, and it's like blowing our cover.
Just do what we tell you. You know, I've heard that with Rage Against the Machine. But, you know, do you guys feel up to taking a caller?
Sure.
Please.
Well, let's take a caller. We have Susie in Arkansas. Susie, are you on board?
Yes, I am, sir. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Excuse me.
Good morning.
I got a couple of points, and one was I want to say you gentlemen have very good points, and I was listening to Jeff Prince's program. And he was interviewing a survivor. Excuse me. I'm so sorry.
Bless you.
And anyway, he had said that they came around and from the survivors and collected their phones and tablets and whatever they had with them. And they got them back scrubbed. Now, number one, how would they know who to give them back to?
Help! Repeat. You coughed and I lost. Now, what happened? You heard from a survivor that all the cell phones were collected.
Yes, Jeff France interviewed this chap.
And they were wiped.
Yes,
and they were
wiped clean. But who would they know how to give them back to? You know, I mean, obviously there are faces everywhere.
Well, I think that, you know, when an FBI agent takes your cell phone, that's not all they take from you. They take identifying information, and they can tell from the cell phone, you know, what the person's name is. They have databases that they can reference.
But how did they find all these people? There was a lot of people.
Well, I think that anyone who came forward, especially if they started posting things on their Facebook page and stuff like that, I'm sure they got visited by the FBI. And they would say, you know, like, well, the reason we're doing this is trying to keep things from from getting started. But, you know, the real goal, as you pointed out, was to basically take this information and suppress it.
Chris?
To answer the question
about where how would they know whose cell phone they have? Your cell phone contains all sorts of interesting information, you know. But the thing is, all they really need is a name and a DOB, and they have access to your driver's license information if you have a driver's license or you know they can just pick that up.
Susie, go ahead.
They're not home at that point. How do they find them in the city of Las Vegas?
Well, not all of the survivors were from Las Vegas. As a matter of fact, most people visit there.
I understand that, but they're not home either. They're still in the city.
Well, there's so many loose ends to the whole story. And that's what I'm trying to point out is that there's the only thing we can draw for this for sure is that the media and this news event is being manipulated. It's a meme that has a closed loop. In other words, there's no way to discuss the other possibilities of it because there's no way to really verify the truth of any of this.
Absolutely.
Well, there's all sorts of information that's not surfacing. And as William pointed out, all of this stuff is on film. You know, the thing is, this guy didn't walk into a hotel room with a sidearm, you know, and 20 rounds of 9mm. This guy had like crates of automatic weapons ammunition. This is hundreds and hundreds of pounds of stuff. For anybody who's had to hump that stuff, you know, that's a lot of ammunition, and it didn't roll itself in there. They know exactly how that stuff got in there. They know who brought it in, when they brought it in, because you, like I'm saying, you can't shoplift a towel out of Vegas without being on film doing it.
Right.
That's what they do.
Chris, Ken, the producer, is saying that everyone's phones were not confiscated, that there are people's phones that did get out of that. But I haven't seen a whole lot of footage or any information coming out from those cell phones, William. How can they do that? Just through
the
internet?
You got to understand that if I had the definitive video that proves something definitive, I would have second thoughts about rushing it out and putting it on the internet and trying to get an interview. Exactly. I would say, I think I'm going to wait this out a little bit and see how this falls out. Because they probably got a file on me already, a big one, and I don't need to, you know, basically start posting and trying to become famous on YouTube with a video that they don't want to see out there. So I think one of the things that this thing did was to cast a pall over anyone coming forward with an alternative story. I mean, anyone who does that really runs the risk of having untold things happen to them, and that's a real chilling effect, and I think that's a very effective effect to stop people discovering what really happened there.
You know, how many cyber soldiers, and we do have cyber soldiers in our military, how many cyber soldiers would it take to sponge and wipe the internet of all the different kinds of media coming out, or is there a key that all these have they could punch and that just prevents them from this media getting out?
You have the major corporations. You have Facebook. You have Google. They're already doing that. They supposedly have an AI program that goes in there and clarifies and does truth testing to see whether something is spreading lies or hate crimes. And what's really happening is they're wiping anything, any mention of any of that.
Well, Chris, I hear you reacting to that. What do you...
I'm just...
You still there? Hello.
See, and they're going to go back and research history and take out all of the stuff that they figure isn't the truth. And, I mean, this is like 1984 stuff, you know, where we have the Ministry of Truth going back and editing history, because he who controls the present controls the future, and he who controls the past controls the present, or one of those things. Right. But the idea is if you're in charge now, you can manipulate the past, keep yourself in a position to change the future. And that's just what I heard, and it just makes me laugh. I mean, if it wasn't so scary. Somebody at Google telling me what the truth is, please.
Susie, you're in Arkansas. What are your friends, when you talk to, what do they discuss about this? I'm interested to find out what people are saying in your neighborhood.
Well, there are both. There are those that totally are unconcerned. It's like, well, I don't do anything wrong. Why would I, you know? And then there are a few that, you know, we all try to keep up with the alternative network. Now, I just have a phone. I don't have a TV hooked up, and I don't have, and they're not on the web. But I have friends who are. And so I try to make, you know, sort of an eclectic surmise of whatever's going on and to keep up with it. And the other point I was going to make was, you said something about how stupid do they think the American public is. Well, they made them sit in their easy chairs and watch them burn the Branch Davidians. Then they bombed the Mirror Building. Then they took down the towers on television, right in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Now, we are pretty stupid as a whole, I must say.
Well, that's what Twain said. That's what I read at the beginning of the show. It's the masses that believe the media that are stupid. I mean, if we can't understand that we're being conditioned and manipulated, and it's not too hard to project what the ends are. If you look at how they're posturing for wars and they're posturing for conflict, they're creating a condition right now. And you know, people, William in Montana, you in Arkansas, a lot of people have given up on this media. And Chris, because of your profession and who you are, you're still working on it. And I admire that, because you do see what's happening. Chris, how can you, as an individual, a knowing individual, an awake individual, maintain in this culture of lies and deceit?
Well, you know, the thing is you just have to look at what's going on this instant. And the idea is that when you see that happening, it's a duty to speak out against it. It's a duty that we have as citizens, because we get the government that we deserve. If we see people giving political people like the Clintons a free pass, we ought to, and then try to jam that person as a candidate, you know, down our collective throats. We have an obligation to stand up and say, you know something? What you're saying is just simply either not true, or it is the product of almost unspeakable laziness. If you're not looking at this information that you present to us with a critical eye, you are either supporting information that's false, or you're being so lazy that you're at fault negligently for allowing that stuff to show up. And we have a duty as citizens to decry that. We have a duty to question what it is that we see. Like, William, you know, you've got a take and a spin on this. I may not be, you know, right where you are. I would reserve a reasonable position that the FBI knows a hell of a lot more than they're telling us, and they don't want to tell us because they're onto something else. That's equally plausible. And what happens is that the media is just so lazy that they don't look underneath it. And they don't try to present the stuff that's, you know, like Ann Coulter said, what is this guy making a living playing video poker? I don't think so. And why is he wearing gloves? And the other thing is, how did he get all of that ammunition in that hotel room? They know the answers to all of this stuff. What's he doing sending $100,000 overseas? Let me tell you, anybody who spends their life playing video poker doesn't have $100,000. You
well,
know,
I
just getting the money from someplace else.
William?
You know, I go back to, you know, a quote from Thomas Jefferson that he said, A man who reads nothing at all is better educated than a man who reads nothing but newspapers. The newspapers were the internet of the day. And he said, if you read nothing but newspapers, if you spend all your life online or watching the TV, you're worse educated than the guy that doesn't do anything.
All right, folks, this is Captain Fred, Fifth Dimension Radio. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Welcome back. We've got the short section going on here. Susie, I appreciate so much that you've called in, and it is an interesting thing when you're not seeing information. And Mark Twain always felt that sometimes it's the things that we don't hear that are the obvious things that are going on. And I'd like to move along here a little bit. I've got one more caller I'd like to take, and it's John in California. John, are you up?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Go ahead, John. We've got a few seconds here.
All right. I had heard from Mike Rivero on Republic Broadcasting yesterday when he was talking about the Las Vegas shootings. He covers it a little bit each day. And he had said that a number of the concert goers' cell phones were confiscated. When they got them returned to them, that that anything that was objectionable, you know, in regard to this event was erased from their phones. Now,
that's what Susie reported.
Let me just finish this. I spent the last half hour before calling your show trying to do a browser search just on that general subject, and I can't get any. I get stuff that's 4 and 5 years old from other cities, and I can't get anything at all from two different browsers to even discuss, you know, a source for that. So I didn't hear all of what Susie said, but I'm just asking: is that something that did they confiscate the phones at the event, or did they come looking for people, or what is it?
Well, I think William might be able to answer that better than me.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it was wherever they could get their hands on whatever they could get their hands on. The basic, you know, the whole tack and the whole thing was to suppress any video evidence that differed from their party line, you know, what they were trying to push. And anyone who was in that concert, because there are people who have come out and actually show a multiple shooter in the crowd. I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to actually see flashes in the shadows. It wasn't coming from Mandalay, the 32nd floor of Mandalay. And that's frightening when you were there and you saw this, you were running for your life, and then you come out and you hear the official line that there was just one shooter, he snapped, and then took his life, so we can't ask him what was going down. So there is obviously a suppression of information. And also, like both Chris and I said, you can't do a single thing in Las Vegas without it being on one or two videos.
Well, there's a lot of things about the Las Vegas story that doesn't add up. I've worked in Las Vegas a lot, and back when I did, it was unusual for vendors to haul tons of equipment up to hotel rooms.
I think they've come out and said that he, you know, there is evidence that he was given access to a freight elevator on that and got off on that floor. So he didn't come up with the rest of the guests. But, you know, that also is, you know, very suspicious how something, I mean, there's so much security at one of those hotels that even if you are a guest that spends a lot of money, they're going to want to know what you're bringing up to your room. I mean, they'll say, well, we'll send a bellhop over to give you a hand. And
right,
if you say, no, I've got
face.
It covered.
Huh? He was a familiar face in that hotel. But
I would
like to try to wind this up right now. What
sure,
the point
go ahead.
Is that you know, we've been handed a closed meme, an idea that has no direction. When we discuss these things, we eliminate reality, and we have to understand that we're being lied to in so many different ways that we need to take anything that we get from these people with a grain of salt. Because it's just, there's really no way for us to ever know the absolute totality of the information and truth being part of that information coming from this event. But
are there any YouTube videos that where people are complaining about their cell phones being erased that you know of? I haven't seen any, but I've heard that report from two different people that that's what actually happened. I think if you've ever had that it happen to you, you wouldn't go out and say, I want to get to the bottom of this. They can't just erase my cell phone. I mean, you would basically be tiptoeing away as fast as you could, I think.
I think
well,
that,
let's
I
go
think
to the heart of the FBI.
We're coming to the music again. This is the end of another show. If you've enjoyed this programming, be sure and call RBN and let us know. Captain Chris, thank you so much for calling in. William in Montana, it's always a pleasure to have you on board. And I'd like to also point out that on November 5th, William in Montana is going to be doing a special on sleep. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be a wonderful, wonderful show. So until next week, this is Captain Fred, Republic Broadcasting Network. Y'all have a safe and happy week.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.